Hello, this is Sissy Bass bringing you Sissy Bass What's In Now. The title of my podcast today is God Will Fight For You. God will fight for you. Now, the scripture for today is from Exodus, Exodus 14, verse 14. And it says, the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Hallelujah! The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. As believers, we must allow the Lord to take control of our personal battles. This is the only way we can be assured of victory. And I repeat that. As a believer, as a child of God, as a kingdom citizen, we must allow the Lord to take control of our personal battles. Because this is the only way we can be assured of victory. Knowing how to obtain victory in battle is of great importance to every Christian. There is no gainsaying the fact that we are constantly engaged in warfare. The good news is that every child of God has access to a warrior who has never, ever, ever lost a battle. We have free access 24 hours, 7 days a week, every minute, every second, every hour, we have access to a warrior who has never ever lost a battle. The Bible states that Jehovah is a man of war. Equally, the Bible informs us that the Lord will fight our battles for us. Exodus states in the chapter of 14, the verse of 14, the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. The problem, however, is that many of us are not patient enough to allow the Lord to fight on our behalf. We feel the Lord is too slow in reacting and would rather fight ourselves. The Bible states in the book of Isaiah, the chapter of 63, the verse of 4, for the day of vengeance is in my heart, of my redeemed has come. Today I am here to assure you that the year for you to walk in victory is right here. That moment to walk in peace, joy and happiness is right here. That moment where God will surrender all your enemies before your foot, it's right here. That moment where you no longer have to fight but to rejoice and give thanksgiving unto God for the victory that he has given you on every side is right here. Now, further in the book of Romans, chapter 12, the verse of 19, it says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. Vengeance is the Lord. It is not yours. God is saying, it is mine. Leave it for me. It is mine. Leave it for me. It is mine. Leave it for me, and I will repay. From the preceding verses, not only do we learn that vengeance is of the Lord, it is made clear that he has appointed a day to execute judgment on our behalf. There is a specific day, a specific time, and a specific hour that God has set aside to execute judgment, to execute judgment, to execute judgment on your behalf. The fact that you're going through those battles now doesn't mean that you're going to go through those battles forever. So long as you have surrendered it unto God, just wait on him, because he says, at the right time, me, God, I will execute judgment. A lot of times we take it upon ourselves to fight our own battles. We take it upon ourselves to deal with people that are fighting us. But the thing that you have to understand is you cannot be victorious unless and until you hand over that battle unto God. Is it not sweet to be going through stuff and just go on your knees and say, God, I surrender all unto you. I surrender the battles. I surrender the persecutions. I surrender the lies. I surrender everything that is fighting against me right now, God. Because you said the battle is not mine, it is yours, oh God. And you, oh God, would execute vengeance. And so, Father, I surrender it unto you. Stop fighting your own battles. Stop fighting people. Just allow God to do the rest. The day I stop fighting my own battles, that's the day I stop losing battles. The day I start surrendering my battles unto God, I see myself walking in victory every single time. There has not been a battle that I fought and I have not won, because I know the God that I serve. And I always tell people, Just make sure, always make sure that you are doing the right thing. Always make sure that you cover your back. Always make sure that you are right with God. Because when all these things are ticked, when you go before God and surrender every battle unto Him, God will fight it for you and you will see the victory delivered to you in due course. Have that mindset. From today, I want to entreat you, do not ever fight your battles again. Do not ever fight your battles again. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. So you can't fight spiritual battles physically. But we have a God. And we have a mighty warrior who is saying to you today, stop fighting, I've got your back. Stop arguing, I've got your back. Stop defending yourself, I've got your back. Stop justifying yourself, I've got your back. Stop it, stop it, stop it. I've got you, just give it to me. So from today, learn to deliver your battles unto God. Learn to surrender your battles unto God. And my brother and my sister, you will never ever see yourself losing any of those battles. I want you to say this prayer with me. Oh Lord, arise and fight my battle for me in the name of Jesus. Say it out loud. Oh Lord, arise and fight my battles for me in the name of Jesus. May the Lord grant you victory on every side. May God grant you victory on every side. And from today, if you've never ever surrendered your battles unto God, try, because I tried it and He never failed me. God would fight your battles for you in the name of Jesus. God bless you.